think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And I think almost everybody's back at work and back at school, so I think we have the crew all back. And it's been a fun first hour on What Are the Odds Wednesday. A lot of good stuff coming up. Got some UFC tickets to give away. Got some concert tickets to give away. Got some sexy advice to give away. A lot of good stuff coming up. It's funny to me that there's already just so much. There's so much silly speculation going on with what the Texans are going to do next. Like, let's get through the playoff game, and then we can judge. And Lamont said that he'd been listening to indie radio, and they think Pagano's in-game decisions are horrible. He has made some bad ones. There's no question. So has every other coach in this division.
Yeah,
and I think in general he has a team ready to play. I don't think he's a great coach, but. You know, he had him in the AFC Championship game not that long ago, and there's not that much difference in the talent. I just don't think they've moved forward, and I don't think they've added what they need to add, and I kind of think that's on the GM and on the owner. And the thing about the Colts, and Colts fan, feel free to dispute me on this. I think they have terrible ownership. I think that guy is a buffoon. He wouldn't have any money if he hadn't come out of the right penis. And I think he runs that organization poorly. I think they accomplished a hell of a lot because they had one of the all-time great quarterbacks for the longest time. And, oh, by the way, they lucked into the best prospect of the last 10 years. And because of that.
It happened twice, by the way.
It happened twice. But I don't really see him out doing anything to make this. We traded a first-round pick for Trent Richardson. How'd that work out?
Not.
Right. Yeah, so I don't think ownership is very good there, and so I'm not going to put it all on Pagano, but I put a lot of it on Gregson, and I think a lot of it's on Irsay. Just my humble opinion. I'd like to hear what Colt fan thinks if he's somebody they're fiercely proud of.
No, I don't think so.
And. You know, that's one of those things. As we always talk about, everything starts at the top. And then a lot of the issues there start with him. Should I give something away here? Let me give away some of these UFC tickets.
Sure.
All right. I told you I would do it sometime in the next hour. That was 30 minutes ago, so I'm just splitting it right down the middle for you. Caller 20, the UFC is coming to Houston. Win a pair of tickets before you can buy them. Don't miss the return of the Korean Zombie. He'll be battling featherweight contender Dennis Bermudez. Plus, the Mexican phenom Alexa Grasso takes on strawweight veteran. It says veteran.
It's like Veritas. It's a
veteran Felice Herrig. Evan Dunham squares off against Abel Trujillo in a clash of lightweight stars. And your buddy Alex is on the card. Which, can we get that added to this, John? Is that too much to ask? Please.
Oh, I don't. I'm not in charge of that. But I'll send her a note.
Yeah, maybe you just. Kind of correct some spelling on here too. Is that okay? Don't want to wait. Get your tickets early during the pre-sale beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the promo code ESPN at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. What did I say? Caller 20?
Yeah.
There you go. Done.
I forgot. I wanted to get to this right when we were talking about it, but I told you during the break and I didn't think to bring it on the air. The fact, and this will tell you all you need to know about this organization's history with quarterbacks.
God, what a great stat.
Brock Osweiler ranks third in franchise history in both starts and wins by a quarterback.
Behind Chubb and Carr.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean,
is that real?
That's a real stat. That is a real stat.
More than Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick had 12 starts, 6 wins. Brock Osweiler of quarterbacks with 10 or more starts for the Texans, which there's only been 6, he has the second highest winning percentage, only behind Sage Rosenfels.
Maybe we're looking at this the wrong way.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. And somebody, like, I guess that call fell off. There was somebody saying the Texans blew it when they didn't keep Keenum. Keenum's the same as all these other guys.
Keenum was actually worse. Keenum's numbers were significantly worse even than Brock Osweiler's this year. Stop that. That's one of those things that just never goes away. Keenum lover. Come on, man. What else do you have to see to convince you on him? Look, I love the kid. You want him to be your backup? I'm totally fine with that. He can come in and win a game or two. But just stop with that. Just stop. All right, we'll try a phone call. Danny, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hello?
Hey, now.
Hey, them guys that are in front of y'all, man, them guys don't have nothing to do with sports. They're terrible.
Joel Blank and Barry?
Yes, absolutely. Talk about Tillman Fertitta for an hour and a half. What's he done for sports? Nothing.
You think our show is better?
Who?
Our show is better than theirs?
Clark Brooks. What's he got to do with sports?
I said, is our show better than theirs?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
That's but one thing, y'all talk so bad about the Colts. What about the owner of the Texans? He's the worst owner in the NFL, without a doubt.
No, I don't think he's the worst owner in the NFL.
Absolutely. The GM's been there since day one, and he hasn't won anything. Well, why doesn't he get rid of it?
Actually, he hasn't been there since day one. He's been there for 8 years. Charlie Casserly was the GM before him. And I beg to differ on worst owner. I think the people in Cleveland might have an argument with you.
Jacksonville.
San Francisco.
Oakland.
Yeah.
No. Bob McNair is the worst owner in the NFL.
Why?
With all the money Houston has and he has, he should have a great team. Even though there's a salary gap, they don't have no offense. They won't score a point against Oakland. And they're going to go down 20-0. And then let's see what happens. O'Brien needs to go. The GM needs to go. And start from scratch all over again.
All right. Well, I tend to believe that bad ownership is a guy who hires a new coach every 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's not the right way to do things. But
and actually, I don't know that Khan is a bad owner in Jacksonville. I just think that some of these guys, they really want to be loyal. They want to give a guy plenty of time to build. They just got the wrong guy. And I think McNair's made that mistake a couple times. But Haslam in Cleveland has been a nightmare. New coach every year. Yeah, you can't say the guy's the worst owner in the NFL. I think, but I get your frustration. And I don't know what his beef against Tillman is. I mean, Tillman is pretty involved in the sports scene here in the city.
I think just the whole, I mean, I didn't hear the show, so I don't know what they were talking about. Mm. But I don't know that he's much of a story today.
Justin said, team formerly known as the St. Louis Rams had the worst owner. Yeah, that's another guy.
Very bad.
And frankly, forever, Bill Bidwell in Arizona was awful. The guy in Cincinnati was vilified until he basically hired Marvin Lewis and let him take care of everything. There's a lot of bad owners in
this
league.
He probably ranks? 16.
16, yeah.
Yeah.
And I get frustration, but I don't think that's very accurate.
3JXO says, I don't like that stat. I guess he's talking about the Osweiler being the third third in starts and wins in franchise history. He said, team's only been around for maybe 16 years. What's it say, though? How many other good franchises in the last 16 years have the best quarterback bar set at Matt Schaub level? Because I would vote you can't find many. that you would consider a good organization
over the last 16 years?
Who in the last 16 years hasn't had a quarterback better than Matt Schaub?
Cleveland hasn't had one, but not a good.
That's one.
You know what Matt Schaub was? He was Andy Dalton. He's Andy Dalton. And if he had that guy before he turned into a pick six machine, I'd feel pretty good about this team in the playoffs. Yeah. No, I wouldn't, because they'd still have to go to New England in the second round.
But he ran his career. I mean,
he ran his course.
Yeah. We had enough of it.
Yeah.
But what good football franchise in the last 16 years, so let's just go back to the year 2000. Since the year 2000, the best quarterback they've had is not better than Matt Schaub. And I would say you go with Cleveland and maybe Buffalo. That's probably it.
Is Ryan Tannehill better than Matt Schaub?
Because
Miami really hasn't. They had one really good year out of Chad Pennington.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
I don't know who I'd probably lean. Yeah, I'd probably lean with you on that. So there's three.
I could probably find more if I dug a little bit. There's
but not many.
Not many, no.
And I don't. I mean, that's no. Again, I don't consider the Dolphins a good franchise. But I mean, they've only been around 16 years. In 16 years, it's hard not to find something better than that, at least for a little while.
Someone asked Jets. Mark Sanchez was probably the best during that stretch.
Chad Pennington.
Yeah.
You could say Chad Pennington and Matt Schaub about the same.
They were, although Chad Pennington seemed to win everywhere he went.
Yeah. But, well, the Jets also, I guess they only had Brett Favre for a year. Yeah, I feel okay about the Jets. I feel okay about Chad Pennington over. Because, they had him for quite a while there, actually. And he did all right.
713.
The Jets are in the discussion, too.
Yeah.
And again, the Jets aren't a good franchise.
I think now we're getting into teams that you can make a case, basically.
Right. So, but if that's who you're compared to is Cleveland, Miami, the Jets, and Buffalo, is that where you want to be as a franchise? So I would say that stat is completely fair, because the Texans, even though they've only been around 16 years, in those 16 years, Brock Osweiler is the third most accomplished quarterback in their history. That's not good.
I'm a Titans fan. I've never heard Texan fan whine and moan so much about making the playoffs, and they'll probably win a game. Enjoy the damn ride. The difference is, Titans fan,
you're saying enjoy the ride, but it's like a roller coaster where you can look ahead and you see a chunk of track missing. Like, it's still kind of fun, but
I'm going to fall to my death.
Yeah, once you know what the outcome is going to be, it takes a lot of the fun out of it.
Yeah. I have no problem with Texans fan being skeptical. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, guys. You know what there's nothing wrong with, and that's getting a good night's sleep. You know where you can do that? Texas Mattress Makers. And for the new year, you got to make a resolution. Go get a new mattress. And this new Athens luxury mattress that they have is amazing. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get my new place, I'm going over and I'm getting one. And right now you could save 20% off the Athens. Plus, they've got huge showroom specials. And this bed is amazing. This coil technology that they use. And if you go shopping at Texas Mattress Makers, they're gonna show you. They've got graphite that makes the mattress cool. They've got these quantum narrow diameter coils that you can sleep on those. You don't even need the mattress. That's how comfortable they are. And they're going to show you all. You're going to learn so much about mattresses over there when you buy one. You're going to feel good about your purchase, because there's a lot of places you're going to go and they're going to tell you, oh, you're getting a great deal. They're not making the quality they are at Texas Mattress Makers. They're making it right there, so they know what they're doing. They're trying new stuff all the time, which I love. And Yuval and Lax and the gang are going to put you on the best mattress for you, and because they're selling it directly. You're not going to, they're not marking it up. So you're going to save at least 50% over what you would pay in a retail store, guaranteed. And they love the Blitzers. Had one tweet me the other day that he went over there and had just a great experience with the gang. Go visit them today. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. And what is with the weather in this place? I mean, for 4 days, it's either raining and it's hot. And I get up this morning, take the dog out. Not taking a jacket because I haven't needed one for a week.
I felt like an idiot.
Yeah, and I felt like a complete idiot.
I just walked out. I was going to the gym. I just threw my stuff in my bag, walked out in shorts and a rash guard, and the cold hit me and sucked getting in my truck. I actually used the heated seats on my truck for the first time. So it was, yeah, it was a... That winter struck again. I'm sure it'll only last a day or two.
Oh, yeah. When it happens, I'm looking at the thing there. We have 2 days of it, and then it's back to the 70s. That's pretty much what we have. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so make sure you put odds on stuff. And a lot of people weren't happy with the guy who called ripping the prior show. I honestly...
I don't care. As long as the show is not as good as ours, that's all I care about.
Nobody shows as good as ours, but... Right. It doesn't mean they're not good shows. I like a lot of what we have on this station. I really do. And
I just don't like it as much as our show.
No, of course not. Yeah. I listen to our show.
Compared to us, they suck.
I have to say I listen to our show a lot more than I listen to anybody else on this station.
That's right.
I listen all 3 hours.
Hell, I listen to almost everything you say.
Almost. except for when you repeat exactly what I just said because you weren't listening, which I've done to you once or twice too. So it's
except
not...
for those times when I repeat everything you said.
Yeah, except for the times you... Yeah. let's grab Eddie. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday, Eddie.
Hey, man, what are the odds from an OG blitzer, Eddie Ziggy Reyes? What are the odds that the Raiders have Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year? I'll hang up and listen.
That's It's not an impossible trifecta. I think Del Rio should be in the conversation, although I think Jason Garrett probably wins it.
Yeah.
Executive of the Year, I could see that. Defensive Player of the Year. Even though he kind of sucked at the end, I still think Von Miller is going to be in that conversation. That's a tougher one.
Yeah. I don't know who I'm... looking at in that, and I haven't even thought really that much about it.
Yeah, I haven't thought
player of the year.
I haven't really thought much about any of the awards except for MVP.
Yeah, because that's the one everybody talks about, but we just haven't really. I guess we haven't made much of a stink about Defensive Player of the Year. I guess you probably should say something about it, but
yeah.
I don't know who I mean, Von Miller is the first name that jumps out to me, but
he was also pretty bad in December.
Yeah,
and. I don't know. Let's think about that.
I'll tell you what, and here's a couple names, and these are some of these are sort of maybe odd because they played on bad teams.
Yeah.
But Aaron Donald, if you watch that guy's film, he's the best. He was the best defensive player in the league this year, I would say. Was the team success added to because of it? It's hard to say. He's on a really horrible team, but that guy is a dominant force. And I'd say Vic Beasley, surprisingly, and he's not on a bad team, but Atlanta's defense was kind of a surprise, and it was mostly because they were able to get a pass rush, and it's mostly because of Vic Beasley.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I don't know. I just haven't studied enough of it yet to go back and look at it and say, eh.
But my guess is it still probably comes down to Von Miller.
I would think so. I mean, that's just
he just has the highlight reel stuff. And the other guys don't.
Yeah, I just think it comes down to, you know, what you thought of his last month of the season.
Here's a stat on Vic Beasley.
Yeah.
Who led the league 6 forced fumbles this year. 15 and a half sacks He knocked the quarterback down 16 times all season. The edge rushers with 10 or more knockdowns this year, a typical guy turns a little under 45% of his hits into sacks. So like once he hits the quarterback, it's about 45% he's going to get a sack out of it. Beasley was at 97%.
Yeah.
97% of the times he hit the quarterback, he got a sack out of it. That's pretty good.
A couple of good suggestions from the text line. Landon Collins, who had a terrific year for the Giants.
Very good.
Eric Berry, who also had a very good year for
yeah.
the Chiefs. And those guys.
Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters did too. But, I mean, those are guys who also scored touchdowns on defense.
Yeah.
So,
That's tough. It's a tough race, I guess. I didn't think about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a good question, and I need to. And I think Khalil Mack should be in that conversation, which is why Eddie was asking. It's just not something I've actually gone and taken a hard look at. The MVP one interests me because
I kind of think it's Matt Ryan.
I make a pretty good case for Matt Ryan. I can make a pretty good case for Aaron Rodgers over what's happened the last six games. I can make a case for both the key Cowboy rookies. But I still think, even though he missed four games, and this is where it kind of falls apart for me. Not completely, but if I'm discounting Derek Carr because he missed one game, is it fair for me to consider Tom Brady because he missed four? And I think the difference is that he never should have missed those four games. That was a stupid thing the commissioner did. And 29 touchdowns and two interceptions. I just, at 39 years old, I think all those guys are legitimately good candidates. My humble opinion. Let's grab a couple quick calls here. Miles, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. What are the odds Sean Payton's coaching the Saints next year? And if he's not gone after this year, then how much longer do you think he'll stay?
I would say, you could say, well, depends on what happens next year. I tend to believe that Drew Brees and Sean Payton leave town together.
Yeah,
I think when one's done, the other is done. He's staying this year because if he's not staying, the Saints are really dumb because
he's staying, and I think that's one of those stories that grew legs for some reason because somebody said they were willing to trade for Sean Payton, and the reality is I think he's there for at least another year, and I think if Breeze decides to call it quits, then I think Payton will. You'd have to trade to get him if you're a team. And let's say you're the 49ers and you want to trade for Sean Payton and you've got crap around you and you have to trade a first-round pick to get him. If you're Sean Payton, do you want to go there where you don't have any talent?
Yeah.
And you just gave up your first-round pick for me? So I think he'll be there another year. I think they've got one more run in them. I think that they really need to beef up the defense again. They were better this year, but I think they need to beef that up, and if they do, I think they'll be the AFC South is. The Falcons had a really good year, but they could be right back to being 8-8 next year. I never know what's going to happen in that division. They're certainly the best team this year,
yeah.
And I'm so excited for the NFC playoffs. I guess that's the difference because I'm looking at the AFC and I'm looking at the Texans and I'm seeing teams that don't have a chance, and. I'm looking at the NFC, and, man, that Final Four potentially is going to be so good.
Oh, so good.
You're not going to be surprised by any one of those teams getting to the Super Bowl. And I think we'll see some close shaves like we do with Harry's. And I'll tell you what. I'm one of those guys, I hate buying razors. I hate going to one of the pharmacy places there, and they've got them locked up. You have to go get somebody to unlock them if you want a razor. That's a pain in the ass. Nobody wants that. And if you want a quality razor, you got to pay way too much money. Well, Harry's has solved all of that for you. Because for decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased its prices. They've reaped immense profits at the expense of you. Well, Harry's is here to help. They knew the only way to ensure quality was to buy their own factory. So they bought the factory in Germany, Jeff and Andy. And they take less profit. Sell directly to you over the internet. So not only do you not have to go get somebody to unlock the thing for you, they're going to send it right to your door. And how about this? They offer their blades at half the price. That's just $2 compared to the $4 or more you'll pay anywhere else. And you get great, great quality with Harry's for $2 a blade. I love these. Their razors were great before. They've made them better, and they didn't raise the price. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. You just have to cover shipping when you sign up, but you can try the shave set for free. Plus, as a special offer just to the Blitzers, go to harrys.com right now and enter code FAUR, F-A-O-U-R, at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code FAUR.
Me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
Every night I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Getting a lot of the Patriots were 3-1 without Brady. How can he be the most valuable? I would just say, if for the record, well, I think
one of those games I got to play against the Texans.
Well, yeah, road Texans against a good team. We know how that ends.
It's free square.
And one of them was Dolphins when the Dolphins were garbage before the Dolphins started playing well. So, but I would just say, if I had a vote, I'd probably vote for Matt Ryan. But I think to dismiss the fact that the Patriots were 11-1 with Brady. And then two interceptions in 12 games, guys. That is sick. 28 touchdowns, two interceptions, 3,500 yards, which is solid numbers. And, you know, rating of 112.2, which is, that's just a hell of a year. Now, Ryan threw seven picks, but 38 touchdowns and almost 5,000 yards. He was huge for the Falcons this year. And I don't know that he's sexy enough to win because there are a lot of politics coming to this.
Yeah.
But that's who would get my vote if I had one. But it's really hard to ignore Brady, especially when you watch these teams actually play. When the Patriots failed to score, it's so much different than watching a team like the Texans where you watch the offense and they're just so inept. And you're thinking, wow, I hope they can complete a pass. When the Patriots have 3rd and 4 and they don't convert, it's because the ball goes off of Edelman's fingertips or they just miss by an inch. I mean, they're always so close on every play. And it's just like watching a well-oiled machine, and he's the guy that makes it happen. 713-780-ESPN, 713-7, getting a lot of what are the odds the Texans will win a Super Bowl before either one of us die. I like to think I've got 15 more years. I think that's a fair number. I don't know if that's probably with the Texans. That's probably 30 quarterbacks from now. So I don't know.
You got 15 left in you?
I think I got 15. I think I can make 67.
Okay.
That's my goal.
I wish you luck.
Yeah. A32 says Dak is the MVP if you look at Dallas's record last year versus this year and considering he's a rookie. I obviously made a difference, but so did the guy in the backfield. And that's the problem. They both, I don't want to say they cancel each other out, but who's really more valuable?
There's no way of knowing.
Yeah.
And Dak just doesn't have the raw numbers. I mean,
right. And see, that's what you're going to have to start coming down to. What are the odds Wednesday? 713-780-ESPN.
I think that you put Zeke Elliott in that conversation for Offensive Player of the Year.
Definitely.
But I also think David Johnson, who's on a bad team, is probably the runaway winner of that award. I mean, the numbers he put up on what turned out to be a pretty bad football team are really impressive.
And I would just say, as much as Derek Carr was having a really good year, his numbers don't come close to Matt Ryan's. And the Falcons wind up with a 2 seed. So even
and Derek Carr wasn't around the last 2 weeks when they reunited him. Not his fault, but I mean
no. And if he had been, and see, I think that kind of bolsters your case because if he had been around, I think that team is the 2 seed. I don't think they lose that game.
Yeah,
but
well, and we wouldn't be looking at the Raiders as a walkover either,
right?
But that's I mean almost any of these teams if the Falcons if Matt Ryan broke his leg last week, we wouldn't look at the Falcons as a threat in the NFC. If the only and here's another reason why it's hard to say that Dak Prescott could be the MVP. Dak Prescott's the only starting quarterback who, if he broke his leg tomorrow, you're probably not going to cancel him off the Super Bowl contenders list.
No, you're not gonna do that at all.
Every other team in the AFC, their quarterback breaks their leg tomorrow, you're probably scratching them off your list of contenders.
Yeah. What are the odds Dallas's offensive line wins most valuable player? 0.0. I know everybody's trying to make that it's most valuable player, not players.
Plus, Doug Free is on that line. Doesn't count.
Yep.
He brings down their value.
Yeah, that's one of those. I don't know where that started. That's crazy.
Sorry, Doug Free. Didn't mean to throw you under the bus, but let's just be in
real. It's a bus.
Yeah.
Let's grab Brad. What's up, Brad? On the HR&P listener line. Brad.
Bradley.
How you doing?
Sports. Hey, sports, man. Oh, boy.
All right.
Not a great connection.
All right. Let's try. I cannot even read that name.
It looks like it says
Kutch.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Chuck or maybe Clutch.
Or Quick.
I don't know. Caller, what's your name?
Buck.
Buck.
Wow.
Yeah. I would just say our intern did not come close to that, Buck.
Hold on. Let me get up. Let me get a good look real quick.
I was wondering if what are the odds Osweiler goes in, gets behind a couple of picks, and then they plug in Brandon Beaton. I'll hang up and listen.
I think the odds are low. I mean, if you first of all, you're not getting anything better out of him, and O'Brien realizes if he's got the built-in excuse already that Tom Savage couldn't play, even though I don't think it's much of an excuse. If Osweiler throws it out there, that's the guy who's been your guy all year. He's got 14 starts. I'd trust him more at this point than throwing Brandon Whedon out cold. I don't think they'd make that change. I mean, I guess it could happen if they start getting run like they did last year, but it seems unlikely.
All right, let's try.
He had C-T-U-C-K. Who's interning out there? Juggalo Trey went home,
no,
right?
No, he went home. I got to double check.
That's
I think Michael's out there.
C-T-U-C-K.
That does not...
Buck.
That does not add up to Buck.
Is the C-T sound... I don't know. I haven't been to elementary school in some time. let's try Jeremy.
On
hello,
the HR&P listener line.
Sports to you.
Sports, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, I was calling. What are the odds the Giants beat the Packers tonight over the weekend and Eli gets his third Super Bowl ring? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to go with about 5%, maybe even a little less than that. I mean, I think they're kind of one of the long shots in the NFC. I'm not saying that they don't have a chance. I think they do. I think they've got a better chance of getting the Super Bowl than the Texans do. But that's for them to beat a hot Packers team, beat the Cowboys again in Dallas, and then go to Atlanta or Seattle and win, and then presumably beat New England. I mean, that's a tough road to hoe.
The one thing I would say about the Giants is if Eli turns into playoff Eli, which we've seen before,
yeah,
they can beat anybody because defensively they're playing fantastic.
Yeah.
I still think the odds are pretty low. I think the Packers win that game, and then you get Dallas, Green Bay. That's going to be awesome. Isn't it funny? You look at the 4-5 matchup in the NFC, and it's Green Bay and the Giants.
Yeah.
You look at the 4-5 matchup in the AFC,
Texans Raiders.
It's not the Giants Packers.
No.
So.
On Twitter, we got Bo. J.D. Clowney was the best player on the best defense. Don't know first name. Collins for Giants. We talked about him. But best player on the best defense. And the Texans being the best defense is sort of like you hear, oh, Texans lead the league in defense. That's in yards allowed.
Right.
I mean, what's the priority? Yards allowed, points allowed? Because scoring defense, the Texans are outside the top 10. So,
I think it's a combination of things. I frankly, I think they were a better defense last year than they were this year.
Even though
it wasn't yardage-wise, they forced a lot more turnovers last year.
I'm going to go with my eyeballs.
If I'm not mistaken.
The two best defenses I've seen this year are Seattle and Denver. And Denver wasn't even good enough to get in the playoffs. So, New England gave up the least points. I don't think they're the best defense. I think that their offense is so good, they get a lead, and then they make you one-dimensional. That helps.
Yeah, although their defense has played a lot better over the last month.
They're good. But, I mean, they lead the league in points per game allowed. I don't know if I would say they're the best defense. So, yardage-wise, yes, the Texans were the leaders in defense when it comes to yards allowed. I don't know that that makes them the best defense in the league.
Yeah, they're number one in yards, which is, hey, it's a nice stat to have. I don't know that it's a be-all, end-all.
It's a lot easier on the other end, where San Francisco was by far the worst in yards allowed and points allowed. So there's no debate on who's the worst. That's cut and dry. The best, there's a debate to be had.
I might be wrong about whether or not the Texans had more takeaways last year, but that's one thing they – our buddy Quentin Dimps had a lot of interceptions. He had a good year in terms of turnovers.
You tied for the lead for safeties and interceptions.
Yeah. This year, Texans were minus -7. They only had 17 takeaways. So I'm pretty sure they were better than that last year. I could be wrong. No, I'm not. They had 25 last year.
Okay.
So to me, that's a more critical stat.
Chris says, what are the odds the Lions pull off the upset and beat Seattle?
Boy, if Seattle plays like they did against San Francisco, they've got a chance.
Yeah, I'll go 35-40%. I mean, still difficult. I mean, the Lions aren't exactly on fire either going into this thing. They've sort of fallen. They could have been the 2 seed, right? 3 weeks ago, they were in line for that, and they've just sort of melted down. Seattle's not playing great, but that's still such a tough place to play. And do I trust Seahawks or Lions in a playoff game? It's not even much of a question.
Yeah, but plus, I do like the Lions.
I do too.
And I if it were not in Seattle, I'd feel pretty good about it.
I'd probably give them a 50-50 shot if we're in Detroit, but it's not.
All right, guys. Blue Apron. You've heard us talk about this. How about you get something delivered to you that's healthy, that's affordable, that is easy to make? How about this? Less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron is going to deliver to your door. You got a great variety. They have new recipes each week. And you can customize your recipes based on your preferences. It's real easy, man. You go online and you can put together what you want to order for the next week. And if you want to skip a week, you can do that. And their freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. And this is so cool. They have these step-by-step instructions that are so easy, even I can do it, and every meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less.
Oh, and guys, I'm telling you, this food is outstanding.
We've been doing this for a while now, Blue Apron. My wife loves when we're getting these meals because it helps her out come grocery store time, helps her out with meal planning. It just does a lot of the stuff for you. The meals are always great. They're always healthy, and it's less than $10 per person per meal. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
This is ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. The Tint World in Webster is joining the Blitz Friday at Saloon Door Brewing. While we broadcast live, mention free upgrades and discounts for booking an appointment. Make sure to enter to win Tint World's Webster gift cards during the show. That'll be cool. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock. I notice in his promos he says self-proclaimed greatest soccer show. If I come out and proclaim him as the greatest soccer show, can we get rid of the self-proclaimed?
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
He's not one to toot his own horn.
Well, I'm going to do it for him.
You do say self-proclaimed. That is basically tooting your own horn.
It is. Right? Well, I'm going to proclaim him as the greatest soccer show out there. So you should redo the promo with my approval as the greatest soccer show ever. Couple quick, what are the odds? What are the odds someone will kill Charles Manson while he's in the prison hospital in some appropriate way?
I hope not.
I don't know if Manson's even a deal anymore.
I mean, he's still Charles Manson. He's still...
Yeah, it would be a nice pelt to have on your wall.
Yeah.
Although kind of an old and crinkly pelt now.
Right. You can't feel that great about it.
And what are the odds the combined score of the Texans-Raiders game exceeds 30 points? I said 17-10.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's even a stretch. So,
a couple other things. The St. Arnold says Cowboys O-line MVPers are the same football fans on Facebook that share dumb memes all day making broad generalizations. But then Lance said Mike and Mike are the guys who started it, which, all right, that's... I respectfully
just disagree.
Disagree and think it's a silly idea. But that's a lot of what you have to do on a big national show. You have to create dialogue on things, and I just don't agree with it. And Lamont said first keyboard cat 96 hours into the 2017.
I wasn't keeping track.
I wasn't either, but it was the second show, mainly because I don't know that Tyler is quite as fast on the draw with keyboard cat. Since he was filling in yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I have two pretty good ones, but I think I'm going to go with this. There's a Starbucks in China, and... it's in a Chinese shopping mall. So not unlike the U.S., there's always a Starbucks in the mall, right? Well, they have those big outdoor screens on the mall.
Okay.
Those TV screens. And they were testing the screens. And someone was using his own personal computer.
Oh, boy.
Guess what's on everyone's own personal computer? Yes. Hardcore porn.
I don't understand. I'll never understand why these guys are like downloading porno. You don't have to do that.
No. Well, China, maybe you do. I don't know.
Maybe so. I just think it's a bad idea. But, well, look what it leads to. Look what it leads to.
Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, China.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys. I'm going to give something away because I love the people so much. Saturday at the Scout Bar.
Okay.
Our good buddies. This is 8 o'clock, Scout Bar. Broken Valor, Saturate, 12 Years Driven, and Innova Skyway. Our buddy Larry from 12 Years Driven is giving you guys tickets. Caller number 15 at 713-780.
But only take the tickets if you're going
to
get.
Yeah, don't take these if you're just trying to win something. If you're going to be down south and you want to go to Scout Bar and see four really good bands, and I'm telling you, I Broken Valor and 12 Years Driven are two of my favorites.
Yeah.
If you want to go see them, then be caller number 15 right now. We're going to give you 4 tickets to go see the show. Can't beat that. And that's a really, really good venue, too.
Yeah.
If you haven't been down there, it's one of those that, I would bet you would love it. And you know where else I would bet? Mybookie.lv. And the great thing about these guys, what I love is when I win, they actually pay me. I didn't win this weekend, so I didn't get paid this weekend. But that's all right. Most of the time, done pretty well. And it's so much better than these other sites where I've had accounts at other places for years, and I wind up it's so frustrating when you get a big score and you got to wait months to get your money, and it comes from some bank that's in Singapore or Canada, and it's a check, and it's just a pain in the butt. Well, MyBookie doesn't do that, and they offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. 4 playoff games this weekend. You got the national championship coming up. Your chance to get in on all of them. Right now, MyBookie will match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. Just use promo code FRED to activate your offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.